When Abel Sanchez wrote, produced, and sang a song for Caesar, along with Jorge Santana, some 20 years ago, he was unknowingly building the scaffolding for something that would become much bigger.
It was said somewhere along the line, beware of a movement that sings. Because that's the music is what lifts everything.
I want you to take out everybody in those fields.
That's sad. He lived his life with farm workers.
Senior champions, his dreams, his hopes, his desires, his work will live as long as we who are alive keep it alive.
We were in the studio when he wrote this song, and it came about as a result of kind of feeling like Cesar Chavez's spirit had entered into the studio. It wasn't intention to do a documentary, but after we finished the song, people heard it. They loved it. It was received really well. And we were grateful for that. But at the same time, people started saying, you know what? You should put some footage, some video to the song. I said, well, that's a great idea, but I don't know how to do that. I'm a musician.
That's when he paired up with Andres Alegria to convert the song into a music video.
This was a very sort of spontaneous kind of improvised project. And I put video to the 6-minute song. And we turned it into a DVD. We did some interviews with some people related to the United Farm Workers. And we created a DVD that we donated to the Cesar Chavez Foundation.
Sanchez says the song tells a story that's important, timeless, and relatable across generations.
The song is basically about Caesar's vision when, you know, I knew the history of Cesar Chavez and the farm worker movement and had a lot of passion, compassion for what those people go through, struggle, the farm workers and their families. And Caesar being the hero that he was and Dolores Huerta, somehow, you know, I was thinking about that the theme of the song was about that, about the somewhat the oppressed or underserved people. And the theme of the song is about that, to, you know, equality and trying to share the message that everybody deserves equal treatment and better condition, you know, just decent conditions, you know. And that's what the theme of the song was, the lyrics, that's what I wrote. And it happened so fast. I mean, I didn't intend on doing that, but somehow that's why I say I feel the spirit of Cesar Chavez entered when I was doing the lyrics. And the next thing you know, we're on that mission.
He relates to it by virtue of his coal mining roots.
I worked in music. I transferred at one point to raise my family, got off the road and got a job with the government, and was involved in a lot of, I was an equal employment opportunity investigator, working in civil rights department. And that, you know, really made me aware of that equality, you know, and equal rights, civil rights, if you will. And then my family too, I come from a family, that were coal miners. So I had that affinity for the cause, you know, of people that are working a very hard job and not really getting treated, you know, for the sacrifice and the kind of work they do. And I think that's what the core fiber for me that hits home.
When Sanchez and Alegria showed their work to Maya Angelou, their project got even bigger.
We had done some interviews for the DVD and, you know, it kind of made sense to maybe take this somewhere else. And Abel showed the video to Maya Angelou. And Maya Angelou very clearly said that this is something that had to be taken to the next step, to the next level. And that's what we did.
And when people watch it, what do you want them to take away from it? And kind of who is your key audience, or do you want it to be a catch-all?
On a certain level, it's a catch-all. It definitely speaks directly to people who are aware of the movement and who were involved in either the farm workers movement or other movements along the ways, 60s and 70s. It speaks to them directly because it resonates on a lot of different levels in terms of their experiences and brings together what the key point of the film is, which is how arts and social movements work together. And So it definitely speaks to them. But we're also, you know, want to reach young people, younger people who did not experience that and who are just, you know, coming into their own today. And as both as a historical document that describes what happened and how that movement developed during that time period, a time period that was very exciting and, you know, where a lot of things were happening, but also that can serve as an example for them of how, they can use their talents, whatever their talents may be, to, move forward, any social issues that they're aware of and want to become involved in. I mean, I think that it's very difficult for people to figure out exactly how to become involved in social change. And, this is a great example. What happened with the farm workers and artists and musicians, et cetera, is a great example of how, people can get involved in social movements to enact social change.
There's a phrase of like, when you can put a song with a movement, then it becomes something, then it has power. I would love to hear from both of you why you think that's important. What's the role of music in keeping a social movement alive?
You know, for me, like you say, with a song and a movement, first of all, there's a line in the movie that was said by Chuy Varela. It says that you can learn the truth from a song. And I believe that in my own experience, and I think in everybody's experience, we've learned some forms of the truth in songs that we relate to, whether it be about love, whether it be about social conditions, you know. And I think that's very important, just like the arts. In a painting, you can learn the truth. You can see a truth. And I love that. And for me, the truth of our film, one of the fibers, like Andres touched on, is the fact of for new generations to see the power of that movement or a movement and how the farm workers, a lot of people aren't aware of what the farm workers do. You know, they think that you know, the food just comes from wherever, you know, the shelves are Safeway. They're not realizing what they're eating and nourishing on. And so this story tells, we were able to show once again what this farm workers went through and still go through today. So that form of, treatment, better treatment and respect and honoring and acknowledging and appreciating what the farm workers do for our society. And to me, that's the core, the real, you know, message that I think developed, well, not developed, but something we can teach, you know, or wake up people in that respect, you know, along with the other things of any social movement in general.
And while there may be an abundance of films about social movements, Allegra says there aren't enough, in his view, that look at them through a lens of the arts.
We knew that other films have been made about the farm workers, and films have been made about individual musicians and individual artists. But the one film that hadn't been made was this film, how artists, musicians, actors, writers, painters worked with the farm workers, and generally how they work with social movements. That film has not been made. And so, you know, at that point, once we realized that, then it was clear that we needed to do this.
One of my first interviews at KPFA was with Dolores Huerta, and I made the mistake of saying to her, you know, what was it like to help Cesar? And she corrected me quickly. And I promised her that anytime that he's being talked about, I'll always ask this question. So I have to, because she feels sometimes like she gets left out of the narratives. What's your thought process around that? And maybe how did that inform your decision to include her voice in the film? Just sharing that question because of my promise to Dolores.
In terms of Dolores, she was involved from early on with this project. She was one of the first interviews that we did. And she's, you know, Cesar passed away in the 90s. Dolores, who is now, you know, 90, 92, 93 years old. She's still been going strong all these years and was, you know, a very important person to talk to at the very beginning of our project, because she did. She gave us a sort of a framing of how to look at the farm workers, how to look at Caesar, and how to look at the movement. You know, she made it clear to us that Caesar saw himself not as a leader of the Chicano movement, not a leader of the Chicano people. He saw himself as a labor organizer, as the leader of a union. And she clearly described him as a person who dedicated his life to farm workers and to the needs of farm workers. And that just put really in a clear perspective for us how to present the issue of the farm workers movement in this film. That it really is about people who are doing hard work and who are doing important work and who deserve to be treated right.
The pair say bringing A Song for Caesar to life was a labor of love that was 15 years in the making.
When we connected, that was in about 2005, I believe. And in 2006, by then we had already finished that 6-minute piece together, the kind of a music video thing of the song. And from there, we started the journey of, after Maya Angelou's order, you're going to do this film. You guys need to do this film, you know. And she brilliantly said, it's not just you and Andres' song, you know, it's my song. It's the little boy over here, little girl, all the, you know, she expressed like how many young folks, you know, is their song also. And that was the impetus to start. And that was in about 2006, 2007. And so we started our journey, and it progressively picked up. But you're looking at, we finished it maybe a couple of years ago now, pretty much close to finish. And at that point, and that, you know, it was just a kind of became a work of love. You know, we did it on our own dime, our own time over the years, you know, and getting in a two-man band. We were a two-man band basically for a lot of years, getting in the car. Andres would get his equipment together and we'd get together and I'd go down. We go to LA, we go wherever to interview whoever it was. And so there was a lot of different elements of work as I look back on it over the years that we collaborated on. And it was just a good partnership that, you know, evolved into something that, like you said, Andres said, we really wanted to inspire and young folks today to see that, you know, we're passing the baton and say, look, you can do something too with your art, your talent, whatever it is, whatever your skills may be, for the betterment of society if you can.
That's co-directors of the film A Song for Caesar, Abel Sanchez and Andres Alegria. A Song for Caesar will premiere on PBS on Friday, September 29th, and will repeat the next day, September 30th. For more information about the film or to find a screening near you, you can visit their website at www.songforcaesar.com. A Song for Caesar will premiere on PBS on September 29th at 10 p.m. and will be rebroadcast the next day, September 30th. For more information about the film or a screening that might happen near you, you can find it on their website at www.songforcaesar.com.